Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend, folks. Bridget Labus is with us. Bridget is a pastry chef and also the co-owner of a company called Sixth Course. She has she grew up in the Midwest, but she's now in the San Francisco area, and she's been, after graduating from the American from the Culinary Institute at American Greystone, she's been an executive chef, a pastry chef, in a number of organizations, a number of restaurants and hotels in the San Francisco area. But today, she and her partner are business owners, small business owners, just like you and me. And she's here to talk to us about their experience. Bridget, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you here. Pronounce your last name for us, please.
It's Labus, and you've got it right.
All right, good. Okay, Bridget, now, you worked for other people for a long time.
Yes, I did.
Then you started your own business.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
I was excited and terrified all at the same
time.
There
you go. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
So tell us, what made you decide to go out on your own?
Well, you know, both me and my business partner, we had worked together for a good 10 years.
And that's Giannina Serrano.
Yeah, Giannina Serrano.
Okay.
And, you know, once we kind of had graduated into the hotel business, we realized that we were just working way too much for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that if we're going to, you know, work this hard, we need to be doing it for ourselves. And that's kind of where we hatched our plan to take our affinity for chocolate and turn it into our business called Sixth Course.
My wife has a sign in her office that says, "Save the planet, it's our only source of chocolate."
Oh, there always is.
So you guys put it together, you formed a partnership, you've been in business a couple of years, right?
Yes, we have.
We just got through having an interview about partnerships with one of our partnership experts. How's the partnership working out so far?
It's great.
The partnership.
No, it's good. You know, we both have our strengths and our weaknesses.
Yeah.
And
any tension? You know, any kerfuffles or anything?
Pardon me?
Any tension or kerfuffles or no gunplay anywhere or anything like that between you two?
Oh, no, you know, maybe there's a few punches thrown every once in a while, but, you know, it's all in good fun.
Okay, so now you're in business. Are you, 2 years later, are you still happy you did it?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't, change it for the world. This is, you know, I feel like I'm living my dream right now, and I have control of my finances and my future.
Mm-hmm. And what I've always told people is that what I love about being a business owner for almost 25 years now, is that the challenges and the opportunities are mine. The good, the bad, and the ugly, whichever it is, they belong to me.
Yeah, and there's a huge sense of pride and satisfaction from that as well.
Yeah, especially when you turn those challenges into opportunities, right?
Absolutely.
Make some of that lemonade. Okay, so you're making pastries, mostly chocolate stuff, right? And,
correct.
And how are you selling your stuff over the last 2 years? How did you start out selling your stuff?
Well, we started out, we have some contacts in the restaurant industry here in San Francisco. And we reached out to them, and, you know, they were very well aware of, you know, the quality of our product. And they, came on board and, supported us, featured our products in their restaurants.
Right.
And, you know, we started off on the wholesale end of it, and then we, you know, kind of went into a few retail locations, and then lately with the, the advent of pop-up events, you know, that's really
what's
where
a
we've been able
what's to... What's a pop-up event? I've been missing those, I guess. What is that?
Yeah, it's either, you know, restaurants do pop-up events, or it's, you know, kind of the same thing of, like, having an outdoor street fair type thing.
Right.
And, you know, we'll set up at the tents and, you know...
Oh, I see. So you mean like a... Like Thursday night street sales or something like that, like a one continuous yard sale or something like what do they call them first Mondays or something like that where you go out and put up
yep.
a little table and sell your stuff.
Correct. Yeah. So
but you got to have volume that. in order to survive. You got to have some volume, don't you? And
yeah.
have you been able to achieve volume with your corporate customers?
Yeah, that's kind of our bread and butter right now. And, you know, the pop-up events are definitely to help, you know, do some outreach, you know,
right.
locally here and get, you know, people talking about us.
Well, now, what about your facilities? Are you renting those? Do you own them? Or what are you doing?
Right now, we rent a commercial kitchen.
Yeah.
And,
is it dedicated to you or are you sharing it with other people?
No, it's shared.
Yeah.
So,
Those are great community investments that I see around the country, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's an incubator for all these,
yep.
you know, small food artisans, and definitely mm-hmm. in the Bay Area out here, there's a huge movement for that right now.
We have one of those in our community, and it's just great. It's literally launched, I don't know how many small businesses from that kitchen incubator.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, an asset.
Yeah, yeah. So what advice would you give to someone who wanted to start a business right now, whether they're in the pastry business or not?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, we've been, I think the most beneficial thing for me right now is, you know, using technology that's out there
yep.
to help us run our business. We're using some cloud-based software right now.
Which we're going to talk about in the next segment, right?
Sure, sure. And, you know, I really do think that, you know, technology is the way to run your business these days.
You've been able to increase your productivity without having to have a lot of extra payroll expense by the use of technology, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't even sing the praises enough of, you know, these cloud-based technologies.
Do you have employees besides your partner, you guys, the two of you?
No, it's just us two right now banging it out. So
you're the CEO and the janitor all together, right?
I sure am.
Well, everybody listening who's a small business owner has been where you are. If they're not there right now, they've been where they are. And you know what? We all turn the lights on and we all turn the lights off. And years later, after we've had some success, when the janitor doesn't show up, we become the janitor. Some things never change. Okay, well, folks, we're having a great visit with Bridget Labus. She's a pastry chef. And we're going to talk about how they took their business from Main Street to cyberspace. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.